All right, it's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. We have a full studio right now. I am here with Ray Woods, who is the artistic director at South Orange County School of the Arts, Mona Lisa, who is a student doing the Opera Night program, which we are here to talk about, and then comedian Rita Rudner. How are you, Rita?
I'm good. I promise not to sing, too.
But your daughter sings beautifully.
My daughter sings beautifully, and she has just enrolled in this opera program. She has had her first lesson, and it's already made a difference. And that's what we want to talk about, because this is such a unique program. I don't think it's available anywhere else in any public schools in the whole country. And you get free. That's not free. Nothing's free. You get learn that nothing is free. But you get individual lessons. You get performance opportunities, and you get workshops. And you know, when you first say opera, I know people go, opera, I don't want to be an opera singer. But opera helps you in everything. It helps you in public speaking. It helps you in breathing. They have one. I went to the first session, and they gave me relaxation techniques. That's how you say it, where you do these wonderful tapping things. And you know, I need a lot of relaxation in my life because it's a very stressful time in America. So I've been tapping.
We feel you.
I've been tapping quite a bit, and I just think it's such a wonderful thing for people to be aware of, because this is the first time I think we're opening it up to people out of the Capistrano School District and going into Laguna Beach, because there are five or six places still opened, and it lasts for how long, Ray? It's about six workshops.
We have one more workshop in December. That's on a Saturday morning.
And that is the first, that's another preliminary, because it was so popular. They're doing one more workshop before the actual program begins.
Right, that's on December 3rd in the morning, 9 through 12.
And that's at Dana Hills High, because SOCIA is located in the Dana Hills High School itself. And it's a wonderful program. And Mr. Ray Woods is the head of the whole thing. And that's one of the reasons we wanted our daughter Molly, who is a singer-songwriter, to go to Dana Hills, because of this wonderful, wonderful program. And it's $350. And it's, I think, 8 workshops. And then they get 3 performances. And the last one is at Chapel. Where is it? Tell me, Ray.
It's at Chapman University, their brand new musical center for the performing arts. We're very excited about that.
I can't
wait.
Well,
real quick, if you're just tuning in to KX93.5, we are talking about Opera Night. It's a unique, comprehensive 11-week educational program where Orange County High School students receive training in the fundamentals of classical singing and opera performance. You can gain valuable experience with training and working with professionals in a nurturing environment. If you want tickets, go check out operanightoc.org. And I just want to make one personal comment about this, and then we'll let you guys take it away. But I was just speaking with Mona Lisa's mother about how I got to study classical technique and opera singing through Saddleback College with Scott Farthing, then at Cal State University Fullerton with Patricia Prunty, where Mona Lisa is planning to go, I believe. And I never ended up pursuing an opera career or singing classical, really. I'm a singer-songwriter. I write my own music. I ended up going for music industry studies at Cal State Northridge. But those years spent working on technique of classical singing and just, you know, learning about pronunciation and phonetics and being able to use my instrument with the least amount of pressure and tension, just stripping away all those layers of bad habits. It is the best thing I've ever done for my career as a singer-songwriter.
And can I just say this? Because I was a singer on Broadway, singer-dancer on Broadway before I was a comedian, and I studied opera too. Mm-hmm. And it did so much for me, because when you're dancing and then singing at the same time, combining the two and you run out of breath, the breathing is so important, you know, to take the correct types of breaths and where you're going to breathe. And it's just so helpful in all these different ways.
Yeah, these skills are so valuable. So I'm really excited. I never heard about this. If I was a high school student, I would want to get on it. So Ray, why don't you tell us a little bit about the program? We know that it's an 11-week educational program, but what is SOCIA's role in this? And yeah, just give us a little overview.
Thank you. SOCIA is the sponsor of Opera Night. We put it together actually about 16 or 17 years ago. In its infancy, it was a very small program, and it has now become much larger, involving, as Rita said, students from other high schools all around Orange County. And for approximately 7 or 8 straight Saturdays, students come in to Dana Hills High at 9 in the morning, giving up their Saturday mornings. And they study with a variety of coaches and professors, exactly the kinds of things you were talking about that you learned and that helped you so much in your songwriting career, and I'm sure in your work on radio as well.
Definitely.
And at the conclusion of that, we pick several of the students to sing solos. We teach them opera scenes, opera ensemble numbers, and then we perform them in 3 concerts, one at Dana Hills High School, and then a big gala performance, again, as Rita mentioned, at Chapman University. And then we have a 3rd performance at Casa Romantica down in San Clemente.
And I saw the performance last year at SOCA.
Right.
And it was stupendous. I mean, you cannot believe what this opera program does for people and their confidence and getting up on stage. And they're just amazingly talented people. And this program just brings it all out of them.
Well, we have someone here who has been through the program. How are you, Mona Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Get a little closer to that mic. Thank you so much. I know when you sing, you don't need the mic because you have a very powerful voice. I heard you in sound check. Why don't you tell us, you're a Dana Hills High School student?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us how the experience was for you, what you got out of it?
Well, it really helped me a lot just growing as a person, and I'm just naturally really shy, so it helped me a lot, like, acting and getting over my stage fright a lot, which was really nice because I really love performing. The technique is really amazing too.
Yeah, look at you. Now you're not even flinching. You're on the radio right now. Yeah. I remember my first time speaking on the radio. I was not that comfortable, so props to you.
Thanks.
And why would you encourage other students and people your age who may want to pursue this career path, but also maybe they just love singing? Why would you encourage them to participate?
Well, proper technique is just something that you generally want to have when you sing anyway. So it's good to have under your belt and to just be comfortable in your own shoes. And again, getting over the stage fright and the opportunity to perform in front of other audiences, it helps a lot.
That's awesome. So, you know, Dana Hills High School students are not the only ones who can join. You're including San Clemente, Tesoro, Mater Dei, Mission Viejo High, Capistrano Valley, Mission Vista and San Diego. It's just all over the place. So that's pretty cool. You get to meet a lot of people. I'm sure it's a great bonding experience as well. Get to meet other people who are like-minded. And I hear you're going to sing something for us, so I'm really excited for that. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
What is this piece called?
It's called Non so più cosa son. It's from Le Nozze di Figaro by Mozart.
All right. Whenever you are ready, it's all you. Mona Lisa on KX93.5.
Non so più cosa son, cosa faccio, or ti fo corazon, na di ghiaccio. Ogni donna cangiar di colore, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar, ogni donna mi fa palpitar. Solo in nomi da morte diletto, mi si turba, mi salta il petto. Cosa faccio? Or ti fo corazon, no di ghiaccio. Ogni donna cangiarti colore. Ogni donna mi fa palpitar. Ogni donna mi fa palpitar. Ogni donna mi fa palpitar. E se non ho chi moda? E se non ho chi moda? Parlo d'amor con me.
Wow. Mona Lisa, that was so beautiful.
In Italian, you wouldn't even think she was singing about what she had for dinner and that she doesn't like her relatives.
No way. That's
yeah,
not
that's
what it was.
That's what it was. That was all about. Also, mm-hmm. She doesn't like getting stuck in traffic. All
well,
that was
I think
in there,
we can all relate to that.
And it sounded so good.
It's
now,
so
I mean, that is, isn't that amazing?
How old are you?
Wonderful.
I'm 16.
When I was 16, I wanted to sing like that, but I had too much baggage. I had so much in the way. I had terrible technique. After I, you know, hit puberty, I had this beautiful boy soprano voice in my early childhood. Then I hit puberty. I had no idea what to do. I just stopped singing. And so if I had something like this to really just let me be, just learn how to let my instrument be free and just express it that freely, that would have been awesome.
And
you sound beautiful.
What's wonderful is the peers, all of the people there want to do the same thing you want to do. So there's no, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason that you have to hold back at anything because everybody's trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so there's nobody going, ooh, look at her over there trying, you know, everybody, they're all in the same boat. And I'm telling you, the performance last year at SoCo was out of this world. And I think the performance at Chapman University is going to be even better this year. Ray, will you tell us some more how people can sign up?
Interested students or parents should go to ocopranight.org. I hope I said that correctly.
No, Oprah Night. Wait, sorry.
Oprah has nothing to do with
Oprah,
it, Zach. That's a show. That's a woman who had a talk show and now has a cable station.
Oh, man. Look,
watches.
I just gave her the best. Okay.
Opening, yes.
Opera Night OC.
Opera Night OC. .org. Yes. Opera Night OC. .org. And on that website, you'll find an application. You can print it out, fill it out, and turn it in one way or the other, either by scanned email or mail it directly to Dana Hills High School, and we'll take it from there. We'll get in touch with you immediately, let you know about our upcoming workshops, and we're very excited to work with any new student who joins us. We have about 5 or 6 more spaces left that will round us out at around 50 participants.
Okay, I'm signing up right now. I'm pretending I'm still in high school.
You are there.
Changed my birthday. So it's only $350 per student. The entire program's budget is about $30,000, so that's a pretty
correct.
Awesome deal.
Yes.
And if you sign up before October 22nd, you get $50 off. So keep that in mind.
That's very true, except October 22nd already happened.
What?
We're in November.
No, no,
no.
You guys are pulling my leg.
Oh,
no.
You have
so
missed
now there's,
a lot.
So now, well, Oprah and October 22nd.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know what I'm
Halloween.
Talking about, apparently. So now it's 350.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yes.
That's my bad.
Yeah, but for you, it's 370.
Oh, so I don't care. I'll pay 400 as long as I can do it.
But honestly, I don't think this is a program that you can get anywhere else. So if I were somebody who wanted to do anything with public speaking or just more confidence or wanted to be a singer, not an opera singer, it helps you in every aspect.
It's clearly thousands of dollars worth of training.
Yes, and before we go, I have to mention that I'm doing my annual New Year's Eve show at the Laguna Playhouse, which I really love to do. This is my third year, and we have so much fun. And it's my favorite thing because we celebrate New Year's with New York. So the show starts at 7. It's over by 9. The balloons drop. We have champagne, and we're home by 10. And it's so exciting. And I don't have to be out in the traffic.
I can celebrate New Year's Eve twice that night.
Yes,
then.
You can celebrate it twice. So everyone come to New Year's Eve, and my daughter Molly Bergman and her wonderful, talented friend Sydney Bowen, who's a local singer-songwriter too, they're opening for me, and they're doing some original songs as well as some, covering some songs. And then I'm going to be really funny, I promise, and we're going to have strawberries and champagne, and balloons are going to drop, and we're going to go home. It's going to be so much fun.
You
so
can use the Oprah bit, okay?
Thank
I
you.
Give you permission to use
October
the Oprah
22nd
bit.
October 22nd and Oprah. I'm going to do both of those.
And you can get tickets at the Laguna Playhouse side, or is
yes.
that yeah?
Yes, and I'm not going to sing opera because it's of my voice, and I don't worry, I will. Oh, me, oh, Bombi. See, I can't do
well,
it.
Well, we look forward to hearing Mona Lisa more. That was incredible performance, and I mean, what else do you need as far as encouragement to go and join this program?
And
she obviously
bit,
got a lot out of it.
Yeah, the last bit she sang about how she has to go home and water her plants. That's what she was saying. Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't speak Italian, yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, that's why I'm telling you what she said.
Thank you. All right, Ray, anything else you'd like everyone to know?
Only that we look forward to having another great year with Opera Night, and we would encourage anybody who's interested to contact us by visiting the website. You could even call Dana Hills directly and probably get in touch with me. And I really want to thank you for having us here to join you today. And I wish you all the best.
And I want to thank Mona Lisa because you were just spectacular.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much. That's operanightoc.org, not Oprah Night, operanightoc.org. You can fill out the application and join. There's only a few spaces left, and so make sure you get on it. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And Rita, we look forward to seeing you for New Year's Eve at the Playhouse.
Thank you so much, Zach.
All right, take care.